Good morning. It's Sunday, October 4th.
Yes, Lord. By your Spirit, that you would move amongst us. It's too bad. We've had a whole bunch of really good revelation that was brought before the recording was on. So, but Lord, we ask that you continue that, Lord.
Amen.
Continue that flow of revelation, that it would be your mind that is based on your word that we would draw from, O Lord, not other stuff. Not the greatness of man. We would see you and nothing else as being great, Lord, by your Spirit. Do that good work. And just generally bless what occurs today.
Amen. Amen.
I quoted a scripture, and I just like to read it. It's out of Philippians, the third chapter, verse 3. For it says, for we are the circumcision. Well, it says in verse 2, it says, one of these days I'll find it. Beware of dogs. Beware of the concision. And what it's talking about, the Jewish circumcision, but those that are legalistically Jews, they're after the flesh and not after the spirit. Anyway, but we are the circumcision in verse 3, the true Christian Jew, which worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. And I like the word in there. It says, does it say anything different anywhere? Anywhere? We have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in the flesh. It doesn't say even 2%, does it? Say anything different than any other translations?
I'm looking.
And then he says, though I might have also have confidence in the flesh, and then he's given his resume as a student of to become a Pharisee. And zealous. He was so zealous for God that he was persecuting the real church because he thought it was wrong. But anyway,
most of them say no confidence, but some say do not trust.
I suppose it means the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close. I mean, the wording, not having confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Do not trust in flesh. So I'd say it's fairly consistent, yeah.
But it's hard. It's hard to make the separation. So, okay, so this man is a real man of God, and everything sounds really good, but the thing about it is that we have no ability within ourselves to pass a judgment as to whether it is anointed or not, whether it's really of God, or we don't have that ability. And so we pass judgment based upon what we think is discernment, you know. Well, that really sounded good to me.
Yeah.
You meant we have no ability in the flesh to discern?
No. We don't have much ability in the spirit either, because we have to have this discernment of the spirits. You know, Paul said in John 4:1, he says, "Beloved, don't believe every spirit." try the spirits to see whether they're from God or not. I don't believe everyone. But, I heard this message. Oh, that was a phenomenal message. I tell you what I did hear that was phenomenal. Sue Paulson heard Nikki Cruz. Did any of you hear him? On one of the... No. Just a week ago. And I'm not sure what it was on. I heard it again because Shannon looked it up and we heard. I listened to it yesterday. But Nikki Cruz, I never heard his background. I never heard his story until yesterday, the night before. But anyway, he was in the Dave Wilkerson book. And and he told his story. He was one of, I think, 17 or 18 kids in his family. And his mother was kind of in witchcraft and stuff, and she delighted in kicking him. And kicking him in the face, if she could, until he was a bleeder, until there would be blood all over everywhere, until she finally quit kicking him. And so that was kind of the background of Nikki Cruz, who Dave Wilkerson ran into. And if you get a chance, it's worth your time to listen to it. It's his testimony, and I'm not even sure where he gave it, but you can find it. It was just a week ago, maybe. But he became the one that Dave Wilkerson confronted. And, you have to listen. I don't want to take the time to explain it or tell you about it, but I never had any idea what the background was in the book Across the Switchblade. Yeah.
How did they ever come out?
Yeah. By the grace of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why nothing's impossible with God. You can't ever judge anybody's condition and say they can't be saved, you know.
Right. And Nikki Cruz, I will say this. He was a... I think there were 17 children in his family. I think it was all boys except one girl. I think that's what it was. And they were all mob kids and stealing and
drugs and
doing all kinds of things. And and anyway, out of his family, because God saved him, 13 of his brothers got saved. Three of them became ministers.
Lord.
Yeah. So, who does that except God? I lost my train of thought, so if somebody's got one. Airplane solder or something. I'm sorry. I read another, Paul said that Jesus came to save the sinner of whom he was a chief. And I found another scripture where it says, where he's saying he's not even up to the standard of the least. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? To maintain that thought pattern, that way of thinking, is a major thing for salvation. As soon as we get thinking, you know, he that thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall.
But you can only get Trump to say that.
Yeah, I think he said he was less than the least of these. Wasn't that his
yeah,
way of expressing it?
Yeah, less something like that.
Least.
Less than the least. I think that's the way he said it.
Ephesians 3. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, his grace is given to me to preach to the Gentiles and the boundless riches of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1 Corinthians 15, for I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle.
Yeah, Shannon and I were talking this morning about Jerome. And Jerome and Joanne, where they were raised in, you know, where Luck, Wisconsin is?
Yeah.
Frederick?
I think somewhere up northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Northwest of here.
Yeah. And that's where they're from. And it ended up that after he got healed, that he was sent all over the country. South Africa, Russia, with the bull vest of blue business, and I thought, what are the chances? Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But God does things like that, and it's impossible.
I remember him when he was here talking about his humble origins and the you know, the way he kind of got elevated by the Lord. And the risk that just generally the impact. He was, the thing that sticks in my mind was that he was given a chauffeur to take him around to different places, you know. And he wanted to drive. So he swapped places with the chauffeur. He drove, and the chauffeur was the one that was being chauffeured for a while, you know. And I thought that was that's good, you know. He's no big shot, or he had to be careful not to think of himself as being a big shot.
Well, I tell you, he's the only one that the doctor knew of that ever went through a manure spreader and lived. Those teeth are kind of close together. Yeah, Bonnie's shaking her head. Don't want to think about it. He was riding, sitting on the front of it or something. His brother was driving a tractor. And he thought, I'm just going to give a scare. He flipped the switch. Well, as soon as he did, it engaged.
Oh.
And he was gone.
You know, earlier you were talking about how the only sinless man, the only great one, was Jesus. And his circumstances were humble circumstances. Born in a manger, you know. The Jews were expecting a Messiah to be coming down in a golden chariot, you know. And he disappointed them. But that even he, you know, even the great one had humble circumstances. And I think we need to be alert to that, be aware of that, make sure that our own circumstances are humble, regardless of however God either does or doesn't use us. You know, that's important. Something that kind of caught my attention in the beginning of the book of Romans here, talking about Jesus, is Romans chapter 1, verse 3, and going down to 4. And it says Paul, he was separated under the gospel, and concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Keith, you had talked about people having the idea that, well, he became the Son of God, or he became God, or whatever.